Talking with ESAC head football coach Eric McCullough as they get ready to take on Emmitsburg to open up the district schedule. And coach, as always, good to catch up with you, and congrats on the 2-1 start to the season.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. You know, it's been a lot of fun so far, and we're excited to see the kids continue to grow. And we talked about this week with them that our first three games is in preparation for district play.
And how do you think the kids reacted in practice this week, especially with the excitement of starting the year 2-1?
You know, and that's one thing. this week we've tried to stay a little more focused, a little more grounded, because last week, after our week 2 win over OABCIG, that was pretty big, pretty emotional win for our kids. And then against Missouri Valley, we came out pretty flat in that first half, and it ended up being more of a game than it probably should have been. So just a little reminder that way. But it's good to get that stuff out of the way in your non-district stuff. So I think we'll come in this week a little more focused and know kind of what's on the table to play for.
Coach, we've talked a lot about your defense, and completely understandable this year. They've been really, really good. Let's talk a little bit about the offense. And I thought I saw some growth, especially in the run game for you guys last week.
Yes, we did. And then just because of the way, you know, football kind of goes, you get some kids banged up, you get some kids hurt, and it gives another opportunity for a kid to step in. And we had a couple kids step in and really help in some positions, and they really did some things. And we, as coaches, knew that it was always kind of there. We just kind of needed to see them kind of do it and get comfortable doing it. And it definitely helped be able to be a little more balanced offensively.
What do you anticipate Emmitsburg looking to do defensively?
You know, what we've seen on film, they're kind of like to sit in a 4-4. They say it's a 4-3 with that, you know, two safeties high, but a lot of the film that we've seen, it's kind of walked their two safeties down, and they have two pretty decent outside linebackers, and they're going to be big kind of in the middle too. I mean, they're sitting at 295 and 285 at their tackles, and that's going to be a little bit of a challenge for us, but it's not the first time we've seen kids that size. OA had a big kid like that. IKEA Manning had big kids like that in the tackle. So that's definitely something that we are used to and have seen. So we just have to make sure that we do our jobs up front, make sure we understand our assignments, and just kind of get after it.
Coach, is it a lot then when you're undersized up front? Is it just so much about technique and like you said, understanding your responsibilities?
Yeah, and that's the things we tell our guys up front, especially our young guys, and they're a little smaller, and, you know, we tell them the only thing that's going to be size is pad level and technique and footwork, and that's got to be the big issue, and your focus. Never want to try and just lock up man-to-man and, you know, get pushed back, because that kind of just causes issues for everybody, and they're starting to learn that, you know, starting to get a little better with it. And just every week we try and put them in situations to improve that and really look at the little things, the technique, the footwork, making sure we're getting our bodies in the right spot.
Who are some of the guys that have maybe played well for you up front this year on the offensive side?
Oh, you know, in our offensive line, I think all of our kids have done a really good job. But when we bring Will Smith and Luke Warnemont, they bring the experience and just some calmness. We can always kind of trust them, and they really understand the schemes and can kind of pass that on. And Cade Snyder and Seth Donaldson have done a good job. You know, and we've had Brett Thayer in there at times. And you know, and they're learning. They're two sophomores, but they're really kind of picking up things and starting to understand a little bit more. You know, and then we throw Cal in there. Cal McCullough, just not ideal for having a freshman in there, but he's been around the game of football a long time, and he's kind of got the best understanding of it and getting his body in the right spot. But having Luke Warnemont next to him as a guard, I think, has helped him a ton, just to give him someone to lean on and someone to kind of talk it through some different situations. You know, so just getting those guys some experience and then just understanding they just have to do their job just for a little bit. You're going to get our guys in open space and let our guys do their jobs.
Coach, Emmitsburg, similar to what they've always been in a way, they really want to run the football, and two guys kind of are the guys to touch it a lot, but Gavin Swanson, who played quarterback for him once this year, a guy that you can't forget about. What do you guys see from them offensively, and what do you do to not allow those big plays that they like to break off at times?
You know, with Emmitsburg, it's very similar to kind of playing an option team. You have to really stay disciplined, and they're going to try and overload spots. And we got to recognize those tendencies, recognize those formations, and what we've seen on film, what they want to do in those formations. But the same thing, we can't get so tunnel visioned and locked in that we're all just selling out, because that quarterback, that Swanson kid, does a really good job of riding, faking it, pulling it the last second. He's had some big carries. He hasn't touched it a lot, hasn't carried it a lot, but when he has, you know, it's big yardage. And those could be kind of backbreaking plays when you maybe have them for a third and eight or third and nine or even a second and five, you know, so you, all of a sudden he breaks out a big run and now you're starting first and 10 again. So to be able to keep those guys kind of locked in a little bit and making sure everybody knows what they're doing. And that's one benefit, I think, playing Missouri Valley last week is – that's what they wanted to do. Mm-hmm. They wanted to run the ball. We took that away from them, and then they kind of caught us in some passes at times, but we bent, but we never broke. And that's what we just kind of been telling our defense this year is, you know, we're not caring about the yardage and stuff. We just don't want to give up the big plays. We don't want to give up the points. And it's been able for us to cause a lot of turnovers, and that has helped win us a lot of games this year.
Coach, we talked on Rewind this past Tuesday about the way your defense is creating turnovers. 14 turnovers created through just three games, so almost five turnovers a game. I said that on the show, I'm like, I don't know if you can coach that or what teams do, but what do you attribute you guys being so good and so successful here these first 3 weeks to be able to create so many turnovers?
Well, you know, Jeff, we like to say that it's all the coaching, but, you know, it really doesn't. It comes down to the kids. And we're just very fortunate right now to have a lot of experience. A lot of our guys that are playing defense have played it for 3 years. They played it a little bit as freshmen, played it as sophomores just because of numbers. And they had it kind of handed to them a lot those couple years. So they've really kind of grown. And when they're seniors and they've kind of stuck it out, the game just slows down for them. And they've really going to start listening to, you know, my assistant coaches do a great job on the defensive side and breaking down the technique and making sure that there are kids in the right spot to start with is one of the biggest thing, alignments, and just kind of understanding, making their reads and their jobs. And it's been a group effort. I mean, last week, Missouri Valley, when Luke Wright had that pick six, is because Will Smith was in the quarterback's face and hit him hard. And the kid threw it up. So that kind of stuff, you get excited for your defense when you can kind of see that team effort and you're getting pressure on and then you make a pick and you can make some points. Those are big plays that you can continue to kind of elevate the whole team and get them all excited.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here today. We wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night, and I know the guys will look forward to catching up with you after the New Way on the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. Head coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. They're taking on Emmitsburg coming up on Friday night.